You're holding Daf Lamed Zayin Nomer Aleph. Again, last Gemara we had, the Shaila was, how do we know that tefillin is supposed to go on your left hand? So before we had, with Darshan, the Pasuk says, Yotcho, the Rashi said, Zu Smoil. It means the left hand. And it came up with Psukim to prove it, that when the Pasuk says, Yotcho, it means the left hand. Now the Gemara says, no, on top of Lamed Zayin Nomer Aleph says, Reb Yoisi HaChari Maimer. He says like this, that Motsinu Yamin Shenikri Yad, we find that the right is also called Yad. So now it's a question, maybe when the Pasuk says Yotcha, it means to put film on your right hand. So it's a question, how do we know to put it on the left hand? And he proves that Shenem is a Pasuk in Bereishis that says, Vayar Yosef Ki Yoshis Oviv Yad Yaminoi. He saw the way he put Yad Yaminoi. So you see the word Yad pertains to the right hand also. So back to the Kasha, how do we know the film has to be on the left hand? From the word Yotcho, maybe it means the right hand. And what says the Iduch? What does the other Brice do that they hold? No, they dash from the Pasuk Yotcho, that it means the left hand. They hold like this, Yad Yemini Ikri, Yad Stamala Ikri. And it's not even the Pasuk says Yad Yemini clearly, it's not true. But when the Pasuk Stam says Yotcho, Stam Yotcho means a smile. Agav, when the Gemara started off and said, Rabbi Yosi HaChorim, says the Machlekes, what does the word HaChorim mean? Rashi says it means that his nose, like was Shakur, was bent in. So Taiz does not like that, because it's a Gennai to say a word, to call him that way. So if Taiz learns the Pshat is from Rabbi Yosi HaChorim, means Hashem Mekoymai. Chorim him is the place where he was. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Nosson says, Ein Ritzorach, I do not need this limud to teach us from the word Yotcha that the Pasuk means the smile, but rather, Harayuayma, the Pasuk says, Ukshartem Ukhsavtem. Ukshartem means tie you on, put on tefillin. Ukhsavtem means to write them. If so, Mak Sivub Yamin, just like writing, you usually write with your right hand. Is that Kshirub Yamin, who would do a normal righty, has to make the Kshirub, has to tie his tefillin with his right hand. If so, the Chivon, the Kshirub Yamin, since you have to use your right hand to tie the tefillin with, is Hanocha Bismelhi. That's how I know that you have to put the actual tefillin on your left hand. Just with your right hand, you tie up the ritzuas, you wrap around the ritzuas on your hand, you make the kesher. So from the pasuk ukshartam mukhsavtam, I know that tefillin itself, the hanocha, has to be bismil. When Rashi says, how do I know that the ksiv is biyamin? Rashi says, kishakosven hamazuzah, biyamin, usually write it with your right hand. The roiv b'nei yodim kosven biyamin. And therefore, af kshirinami, of a kesher biyamin, he does do it with your right. So therefore, the hanocha is on the left. Tanach Rami, according to this pshat, let's say somebody's a lefty, that he writes with his left hand. Tanach Rami, he also has to make the kshira with his left hand, and then the tefillin should be on his right hand. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi HaChorim, hanocha de bismo minole. But now let's come back to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi before only asked the question that the word Yotcha does not mean smile. The word Yotcha could also mean the right. So it's a kasha backed on him. How does he know Taka's film has to be on the left hand? So first of all, the Gemara says it could be Nafkele Mehecha the Nafkele Rab Nosin. Just like we had the drasha from Rab Nosin that he says Ukshartam Ukshartam, it could be maybe Rabbi Yosi also holds like him. So that's how I know the film has to be on the left hand. Now Rav Ashi says another pshat. Miyotcho psiv. It says miyotcho chofei, mean to say the hey keho. Mean to say with the hand, with the weaker hand, with the left hand, that's where you have to put the tefillin. Ashi says miyotcho dhei, midich siv dhei, means keho mashma, the weaker one. Lashon keva. Ish ramina besmel kama, the aim by keho doesn't have, it's not so strong. And also Rashi says, Yotcha means Yad Keyo, Amei B'lei Keyach means our arm without strength. So from the word Yotcha, we mean the weaker one. So it's totally in weakness. Now you have to know what makes up a lefty. Because lefty, according to this Pratachura, means of a lefty that has the strength. He does all the things with his left hand. Even if he would write with his right hand, it wouldn't make an afkamina. He'll still be considered a lefty. Because according to this Joshua, the Joshua is Yotcha, the weaker hand. So if you have more strength on your left hand, so it comes out your weaker hand is the right hand. Whereas according to the first Jerusha, If it's Tali in Kshira and Siva, the main thing is Tali is in which hand you write with. If you write with your right hand, true, then fill in on the left hand. If you write though with your left hand, even though your strength is more with the right hand, you'd also have to put film on your right hand, according to the first shot. So here we'll soon see in Taisus, it depends, according to which way do we learn out, tefillin should be on your left hand. Is a pshat from left hand that's the opposite that you write with? Or the pshat from left hand is, that's yad keyah, that's the weaker hand. Oh, malei rabab rabashi, v'yema, why don't you say ready, yodcho min shebekayach? Aye, the pasuk says yodcho, so maybe it means bekayach. Omle said back to miksiv v'ches, so instead of the word ches, it says yodcho with a chof hey, not a ches, you have to say yodkeyah, the weaker hand. Now the word is like a short kitanoi, it's a machlekes tanoim if you make this drasher now. One drasher is yodcho behei zu smoil. Since it says yodcho with a hey, yudalet chof hey, it means to say the weaker one, the left hand. Others say no, that's not the drasher from this pasuk. Yodcho just means yodcho is l'rabbis esagidim. Means to say even though the hand is not complete, there's something wrong with the hand. Part of it is chopped off, or you're missing part of it. As if to say, even if you only have gidim, you only have veins hanging down, still you put film on. So according to these acherim, it's not a drasha than the weaker hand. It means to say that the hand, even though it doesn't have the complete hand there, still you mechuyev in tefillin. And Tanya Yiduch, another braisa learns, Ein lo yziroya pota. Let's say someone does not have a left hand, does not have anything there. Nechnam is pota menat tefillin. I don't say since he doesn't have the left hand, may put on the right hand. No, you don't have a left hand, you don't put on tefillin. Acherim ma'amim, others say, and it's not a spirit, they must make another drasha, that yodcho, from this word, yodcho vidashin, l'rabbis asagidim. That if you do have a left hand, no matter what type of a hand it is, even though it's missing part of it, it's not complete, you only have like veins there, still you mechuyev to put on tefillin. So that's why he says there's no stira here. Just mara machod, mara machod, fulei pliki. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Iter, what's going to be a lefty? So we'll soon see in Taisa what exactly what does a lefty mean. But usually people do everything with their right hand. Let's say he does everything with his left hand. But then, Meniach Tfilin Biyaminai, he puts on Tfilin on his right hand. Shusmele, which is really his weaker hand. Now the Gemara asks, I, Vatanya, we learned the opposite, Vatanya, that even an Iter, a lefty, Meniach Tfilin, he still puts on tefillin on his left hand, shoes smoyla shekol adam, which is the left of everybody else, even though for him, like, it's not 100% lefty, because his weak hand, because he's a lefty. So with this theory here at Samashmi, even a lefty puts tefillin on his left hand. And before the bride says an ito, puts it on his right hand. So Rabbi Abaye answers like this, Kitanya hi, when do we say that a lefty puts the tefillin still on his left hand, pishole pishne yodav. The lefty there, the pshat is, he could use both hands. He could use both the right and the lefty. But since the Maisi doesn't have like a Yad Kei, he doesn't really have a weaker hand, they're both equal, so then he goes Basar, right B'nei Yodam, that he puts the tefillin on the left hand. But Avada, regular lefty, that he does more with his left than his right, then he puts the tefillin on his right hand. But again, it's a shaila exactly what makes you into a lefty. Now, Tosis speaks out here that Mak Sibi B'Yamin Al Kshir B'Yamin, the Samach Amin, and later we say that the Itur, Maniach tefillin b'yaminai, she's smoylai, that a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand. So Tzai says, now v'hashta, odom ha'koyse b'yamina, what's going to be a person that writes with his right hand? V'shar roiv maise b'smoylai, but everything else he does with his left hand. In other words, his left hand is stronger than his right hand. Just, he happens to write with his right hand. So Tzai says, yeshka stop, there's a suffix here, v'yezim ha'am maniach tefillin, on which hand should he put the tefillin on? Maybe that's also called, he has two milers here. He has the miler to go boss with his right hand because he's the miser stronger with his left hand, so he should put tefillin on his right hand. Or else, no, since the miser writes with his right hand, that's the sword to say, that's the ksiva, therefore the kshira should also be done with the right hand, and tefillin should be on the left hand. And since you have two equal swaris, maybe that's doimut al gemara's teretz that he showed the shtay yadav. That he should put on his left hand. But l'maisel aloha, it's a big problem, it's a big shiloh, and there they have a shalot, you should always ask, what should they say, the ikur is telling which hand you write in. If l'maisel you write with your left hand, and then you should put film on your right hand. If you write with your right hand, then you should put film on your left hand. But again, you have to ask a shayla. They're very complicated to know exactly which hand to put your film on. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Devei Menashe, by Devei Menashe, Al Yodachon." The pasuk says, "Put on tefillin Shayad Zukiburus." It means by the muscle, by the upper part of your arm. We put our tefillin on the muscle. Then the pasuk says, "Bein Enecho Zukotka." It means the top of your head. So the Gemara says, "Heicha, where on top of your head do you put the tefillin?" Is Amrit Devei Rabbi Yanai Mokam Shemoicha Shatinik Reifis. When you have a new, when a young baby, the top of his head, it's a little bit soft. There's an indention there, the mokum atfillin. That's where we put our tefillin, like we put it on top of the hairline. That's where we put on our tefillin. Boy minei plimi merevi. Plimi has a shower from Revi. Mishi yeishloi shnei roshim. Let's say somebody has two heads. His soul b'yezim em nech tefillin. On which head does he have to put on tefillin? Like it's not mustav, he has to put on both. That's like about Tosef. Only once, the question is, which head should he put his tefillin on? That's what Plimi asked from Rebbe. He's Omalei, so Rebbe answered back, got angry at the question, and said back to him, Oikum Golios, get up and go leave my yeshiva, that is good to go to Golis, Oikibu Lecha Shamta, or else accept upon yourself to be Benidui. In other words, what kind of joke is it? What kind of question is this? Who ever heard of a kid to have two heads? What kind of shayla was that? Gemara says no. Adahok, in the meantime, also who got a man came in, and Omala, he said to Rebbe, he asked Rebbe Yeshayahu like this, that this Yalavli Yenuka Disli Trei Reishi, my wife just gave birth to a baby that has two heads. So my shalom now is, Kama Bina Lemes of Lekayin, and it's a Bechor, it's my firstborn, and the both is, and it's a Zohar with two heads. So the question is, how much money do I have to pay the Kayin for Pidyon HaBen? That was my Shiloh. So I'm called upon him, the Mechor Mor brings down to Shalak Rebbe, it wasn't such a klutz kasha that Avimi asked, Plimi, it could be a case like that. So Mora says what happened was also Saba, an older person, came in. Tomele, he learnt in front of Rebbe like this, that Chayiv Litin Lo Yutz Loyim. He also such a case. If the baby has two heads, then Echnami, you Chayiv to put to be Paida two times 10 Loyim. So Mora says, Eini, it's not that way. V'otoni Romi Bachoma. Romi Bachoma is a shah like this. Mitor Shinema, since the Pasuk says, Poda Sit Poda Tifta. Es b'chor rodem, says like a double oshim, for the tifte es b'chor rodem, you should redeem a b'chor of a person. So shemei ani, I hear from here, that afilu nitraf b'teich lamed, even though it was nitraf, he became a treifa b'teich lamed. So Rashi learns it means afilu never b'teich lamed yoyim, even if the baby died within 30 days, still yichai to be paid him. So Rashi says, yafa gav d'chsev b'duyim ben chodesh tifte, even though l'chur l'ho chiv is first chalif to 30 days, and he would die before that. If he wouldn't have been killed, he would have been alive. Therefore, that's called the Bechor Ma'ayir. So I hear from here, maybe even a person like was killed, maybe still the Tachir to be prayed to him.